Hello.
Grand phone.
Hello, grand good evening.
Phone. Hello.
Yes, hi, good evening. My name is Ernie from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your opinion to the research. Are you a legal?
Can you just wait a shake here? I can't hear as fast as you talk. Here's John.
I'm sorry.
Hello.
Hello, John. My name is Ernie from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your opinion to the research.
On what?
Well, actually, this is about the agriculture, the forest wildness in Minnesota. And we just want to, you know, ask a few questions.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you so much, sir. Now, are you at least a resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yes, I am.
And are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
Now, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
Democratic Party.
Democratic Party, and so that will be John Tice government. Okay, hold on. Moral, social, environment, crime. Okay, here it goes. Now, what is the most important or pressing global environment issue? Environmental issue, I'm sorry.
The local environmental issue?
Yes. This is going to be global in the world.
Biggest environmental issue.
Yes, sir.
The lack of the government's common sense.
Common sense, yeah. Okay, and what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
It has to do with government.
Okay. Let me see here, government. Okay. Now, using the scale of excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? The first one, refining. Do you think they're doing an excellent job, a good, just, fair, or poor?
They're doing fine.
Fine. So which one should I record for you, excellent or good?
Good.
Agriculture and farming.
Excellent.
Thank you. Medical manufacturing.
They're good.
Good. Mining.
Good.
Electric utilities.
Excellent.
Forest products.
Excellent.
Thank you so much. Now, how will you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? The first one, county land departments. Are they doing an excellent job, good, just, fair, or poor?
What was the agency?
County land department.
The county?
Yes, the county, yes.
Poor.
Poor, thank you. Forest and timber industries.
They're doing good.
Thank you. U.S. Forest Service.
They're good.
Environmental groups.
Very poor.
Okay. The last one, Minnesota Department of Natural Resources.
Poor.
Thank you. Now, how important do you feel the forest product industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economic? Will you say that it's a very important or somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Thank you. Now, how significant a role do you think the forest product industry will play in Minnesota's economic in the future? Will you say will play a very significant role, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all?
Very significant.
Thank you. Now, each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Will you say that there are more than harvest, same as harvest, or fewer than harvest?
Oh, there's a lot more than harvest.
Thank you. Now, do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than it was in 1970s?
There's more than double.
Okay. Now, do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber and harvesting now and the future, or no?
Oh, yes.
Thank you. Now, what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Will you say that it's a positive impact, No impact or negative?
Very positive.
Thank you. Now, do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment, or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, do you feel it's acceptable to harvest trees for commercial use on federal, state, or on county lands that are now park or wilderness area, or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, some forest is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products, or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forest for use as a biofuel or to generate electricity in Minnesota, or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel it's appropriate to use wood trees harvested from Minnesota's forest for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota, or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry, yes or no?
Not a lot, but no. Some.
Okay, so which one should I record for you, yes or no?
But no.
No? Okay. Now, do you donate money to environmental causes, yes or no?
No.
No. The Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Now, much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economic, a significant component of the Minnesota state economic, a minor component, or is fading component?
Very significant.
Thank you. Now, Lenny, like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry most significant problem difficulty is hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, especially finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Will you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs?
Better than having them on unemployment.
Yes. So which one should I record?
Yes.
Support? Thank you. Now, we're almost finished with the survey. I really want to thank you for helping me out tonight. It means a lot to me and the company. I know your time is very valuable, sir. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economics and job opportunities by making $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training in operations equipment used either timber harvesting or forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to increase in both numbers and diversity of the workforce. Will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment and support its rural economics, forest, and forest industry, or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for the part of the program. The first one, create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Increase the number and diversity of the workforce without outreach to people not traditionally employed the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities. Do you support or oppose?
Well, they're getting into diversity problems there. I'll oppose that.
Okay. Now, work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues.
Kind of stepping across the realms there again. Oppose.
Okay. And the last one, get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry workers' jobs provide.
Support.
Thank you so much. Now, finally, just a few questions. Last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
College.
College. Will that be some college or college graduate?
College graduate.
Thank you. What is your age?
73.
Thank you. How will you describe the community where you live in? Is it a large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Rural.
Rural, okay, thank you. Now, is your annual household income $25,000, $25,000 to $49,999, $50,000 to $74,999, $75,999, or is it over $100,000?
Over $100,000.
Now, do you consider your political views to be liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal.
Liberal, okay. Now, in which of the following categories will you put your job or business? Is it a manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or governance, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, a white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, retire, a homemaker, a student, or not employed?
I'm pretty much retired.
Retired, okay. Now, this is the last question of my survey tonight. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself to be a male or female?
I'm a man.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time, sir. You've been so kind to me. You helped me out tonight. And I know your time, like I said, is very valuable, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your night with your family and the rest of your week.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye.